Let's face it, people. We're stuck.
I do have one suggestion left, boss. I mean, desperate times call for desperate measures, sir.
What are you getting at, Johnson?
I'm talking about Bergenzer, sir. Herb Bergenzer.
You mean the ad wizard?
The honest ad wizard, sir.
Well, what are you waiting for then, Johnson? Get me Bergenzer.
The next day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Adams, sir, I introduce the answer to our advertising prayers. Herb Bergenzer. Hello, everyone. I'm Herb Bergenzer, ad wizard. The secret of my unparalleled success, the reason I'm here, the three B's. A bucket of ideas, a basket of fun, and most importantly, a bassinet of honesty. Yes, indeedio, you'd be surprised how far honesty will take you in the ad game. All right, here we go. Throw me the first company, sir. Oh, Taco Bell. They need a new slogan, Herb. Taco Bell. All right, here we go. Okay, I got it. Taco Bell, home of the all-you-can-eat hot sauce. No? Well, we're just getting started. That's what this is all about. Taco Bell, because farting's funny. Oh, I think that's a keeper. I'd write that one down. No? Okay. How about Taco Bell? That's good greyhound. Well, hey, they're not all winners. Throw it away if you want. I don't care. Taco Bell, for being so nice, we fried them twice. Not grabbing you? Okay. Then let's try this one. Taco Bell. Our employees wash after nearly every poop. Don't like that one either, huh? Looks on your face, say it all. Well, that's why we call it brainstorming. After the ad game's all about. All right, let me get fresh here. Let me think. Okay, I got one. Taco Bell. We get Julio Iglesias to sing our new slogan. Gordita, you will never know. Huh? What do you think? You'll never know? How much I really love you? Gordita, you'll never know. No? You don't like that one? Boy, you fellas drive a hard bargain. But Herb Bergenzer's no quitter. Taco Bell, we've added salmonella to our 99-cent menu. Taco Bell, the chihuahua's gone, and trust us, he ain't coming back. Taco Bell, nothing like Madre used to make. Taco Bell, hey, look, I'm peeing out my butt. Talk about thinking outside the bun.
Mr. Bergenzer.
Yes, sir. What do you think?
Let me get this straight. You're an ad wizard?
Oh, yeah. Ask any of 1,000 satisfied customers. Oh, it's all about honesty in 2005, Mr. Three Chins.
What? Now, hold on just a minute. Mr. Bergenzer.
Why? Now, hold on a second. Everybody's getting out of control. Why don't we let Mr. Bergenzer try another of our clients? Let's try, I don't know, Southwest Airlines. Okay. Now you're talking. You're calling the shots on this one. I was on the way towards something really special on that last one, Hairlip. But we can go ahead and switch up. All right. Buckle up, kids. Herb Bergenzer is set for takeoff. Southwest Airlines. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Southwest Airlines. The cheap fares tell you what you're going to get. No? Well, we're just in the first inning here. Long way to go. Southwest Airlines. Fly in comfort. Unless, of course, you're over 6 feet. Don't like that one? Okay, I agree. Not my best, but even Herb Bergenzer can admit a turd. All right, here we go. I got it. Southwest Airlines. So we lost your luggage. You had to be half expecting it. No? All right. I got one. Southwest Airlines. Our seating's first come, first serve. We're like a DMV in the sky. Yep. They're coming to me now. Southwest Airlines. Our pilots are only buzzed. Just try to stop me. Herbie's on fire. Southwest Airlines. Hey, who wants scoliosis? Southwest Airlines. The SWA stands for, see, we're alive. Southwest Airlines. Our flight attendants know parody songs. Southwest Airlines. You give us $200, we'll give you a ginger ale. Southwest Airlines. I hope for your sake you didn't have airport Taco Bell. What? No?
None of them? Well, there's just no pleasing you people.
Mr. Bergenzer, this just isn't working. If I can be honest, your slogans are, although honest, insulting.
Mr. Adams, if I can be honest, you're a mouthy suckwad.
Well, I never.
You'll never what? Lie on these accounts without me? Well, for the first time today, I agree with you, sir. Now, what's next? You, Captain Acne Face, hit me with it.
Oh, how about Red Lobster?
Red Lobster? Ever heard of mad fish disease? I don't think so. Okay, next, you, Unibrow.
Diesel jeans?
Diesel jeans. It takes a lot of money to look this faggy. Over there, Miss Cold Nipples, hit me.
Mrs. Buttersworth?
Man, that bitch can sure lube up a pancake. Next, you, Krispy Kreme, what you got?
Try, Magnum Condoms.
Magnum Condoms! Hey, Whitey, Trojans are on aisle 3. Thank you. Finally. I am Herbert Bergenzer, honest ad wizard. Good day, gentlemen and lady.